His body is no more, but his treasures remain. And his treasure belongs to me. His treasure belongs to me! 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 Who goes there? Who are you? A stable boy? My, have you heard me through my babbling? I see. Well, that's very unfortunate for you. Will you just stop? There we go. Now just sit on the ground there. There you are. I'm sorry, stable boy. But I'm going to need you to stop struggling. It's no use with that fabric in your mouth, sweetheart. It's best if you stay still. I just need you to do that for me. I can feel a twisted gaze. Which of you snickered? I have seen the horrors of death. I'm no society hag. I will not be deceived. Not anymore. I know better. Stop! All right. Collect yourself. Okay. Now, my dear stable boy, I'm sorry you have to see me in this state, but I'm currently dealing with these voices. They just keep coming after me, telling me to do things that I just don't want to do. I fought monsters that have made me question my entire existence, with allies that I don't know were truly allies to me. I honestly don't know what to believe anymore, my dear. That's why I came here. I can't trust myself to be around the people in the town. There are too many people to account for, and too many who will backstab me with little motives. I just know it. So I came to the stable, looking for a place to rest a bit, to clear my head. But you came in with your cute looks and startled me. And now my brain is going wild with thoughts. It's so loud, I don't know what to think. Just know one thing, that you started this. Which means you need to help me clear my mind. Don't struggle, I won't hurt you. At least not at first. I just want your help, and I think you can help me clear my mind. I mean, if that bulge in your pants is any indication, I'm sure you would be very adamant to help me with my problem. No need to look away, all shy and scared. I'm going to take good care of you. We just need to take off these pants of yours. Now, just a little bit more in. There. Oh my goodness. You must really want to help me, huh? Sweetheart, there's no need to nod your head like that. I can already tell what your true intentions are with the reactions from your own body. They're kind of betraying you. I mean, why else would you be this hard for me? I look so good. But I do need you to stop moving about. You know what? Sweetie, you better hold still. I don't want to have to hold a dagger to your neck while I play with you. It will be a real shame having it slip and hurt you. There you go. Stay nice and still for me. Such a good stable boy. Now, I'll just go ahead and suck your cock. Delicious cock you have there, stable boy. So lively for me. I love it. The way it throbs whenever I suck on it. It is quite amusing. Moans that come out of you, out of that beautiful mouth of yours. They're so good. It's getting me nice and wet thinking about riding your cock. In fact, since you're helping me clear my mind, why don't I get these pens off myself and you can help me clear these thoughts? To take that gorgeous cock of yours, sweetie. I'll just sit on top of you like this, and then you slowly slide it inside of me. Oh, fuck. Your cock feels so nice penetrating deep inside of me. Oh. Yeah, it's all the way to the base. Fuck. Stay just like that, sweetheart. I want to ride this cock until I come. I want the voices that just keep nagging me to stop. Oh, fuck. This cock is going to help me forget all of that. Come on, stable boy. Take my hips grinding against you. Take it all and make me fucking come. Yeah, there you go. I can feel you getting harder. Are you getting close for me? To burst into me. I want to feel your essence, you filthy dog. I need to clear these thoughts out of my head. Get the voices out of my head. Make them be quiet. With me, dear. Let us scream into the winds as we use each other to get off. Yeah. Oh. No. Come, darling boy. I'm going to come. Break with me, my dear. My stable boy. The voices have calmed down for now. Thank you for that, my dear stable boy. I didn't expect any of this to happen. But I'm glad to have run into you today. Now, how about we rest in each other's arms for the night? I could enjoy his warmth for the rest of the night. It's definitely better than being in a bed of lies. My dear stable boy, I will treasure you for the rest of the night. I must warn you, my dear. If you try to escape from me this night, I will cut your throat. Now, let us rest.